Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has survived a no-confidence vote by her Conservative Party lawmakers.
CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker joins us from London. Vicky, how close was the vote and what does it mean for May?
Well, that's a very good question. The vote was 200 in favor of Theresa May, 117 against. That looks like a pretty tidy margin, but think about this. It means, Michael and Steve, that one-third of her own Conservative Party lawmakers voted against her, wanted her out. And the irony is that because she's won it, she's immune from any other challenges for a full year, yet she will continue as Prime Minister virtually as a lame duck because it's sort of the tide's gone out and, you know, everybody's been seeing what's underneath, and what's underneath is not an awful lot of support as she tries to get this very unpopular Brexit deal through Parliament.
What is Prime Minister May saying about this today?
Well, she didn't try to sugarcoat the implication of this vote. She said she understood that, a lot of members of her own party voted against. And because of that, when she goes off to an EU summit in the morning, she will be fighting for changes to the Brexit deal she negotiated. Now, that's a deal that's been signed off by, 27 other EU nations. They've made it pretty clear, the EU leaders, that while they're very happy to give her some kind of text with all sorts of reassurances in black and white, they are not going to offer any new concessions. They're not going to reopen negotiations.
By the way, Vicky, what would have happened had the Conservative Party voted no confidence in May today?
Then, that would have been even messier. She'd have continued as I don't know, how do you, what's lamer than a lame duck? She'd have continued in their job while a Conservative leadership contest went underway. That would have been her Conservatives voting for getting the candidates down to two, and then those two candidates going out to a nationwide vote among Conservative Party rank and file members, a postal vote. This would have taken weeks, and bear in mind, Brexit Day is 3 months away. March 29th, that is the day Britain will leave the European Union with or without a deal.
Vicky Barker, CBS News in London. Vicky, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.